The noise of the world grows louder each year, yet the mind that governs itself grows quieter. Most people chase stability in chaos, never realizing that peace is not something to find, but something to build. There comes a moment in life when you stop trying to fix everything outside and begin to discipline what is inside. In that moment, life starts to respond differently. What you once called coincidence begins to look like design. Calmness is not withdrawal from action, it is control over reaction. The Stoics knew that strength was not measured by aggression, but by command of emotion, by the ability to think clearly when others collapse into impulse. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Those who live by this truth stop being victims of time and become architects of it. They stop waiting for the world to settle and instead become the still point it turns around. This is where mastery begins. When you relax into the flow of life rather than fight it, when composure replaces control, and when acceptance becomes strength, everything you resist has already begun to align against you. Everything you accept begins to align for you. Everything is falling into place, not by luck, not by chance, but by the law of order itself, waiting for you to stand still enough to see it. When a person reaches a certain age, they begin to see that control is often an illusion. They realize that the most stable individuals are not those who force outcomes, but those who trust the unfolding of events through their conduct. Patience becomes their strength. Restraint becomes their method. The Stoics understood that power is not in shaping every event, but in shaping the self that meets them. Marcus Aurelius once said, "Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together." This is not an invitation to passivity, it is a call to alignment with reality. When the mind ceases to demand that the world behave differently, it begins to move with the world instead of against it. The modern individual is trained to chase, to control, to interfere. Yet the more they interfere, the more chaos they create. The Stoic posture is not retreat, but balance, the art of knowing when action is required and when acceptance is strength. The person who learns this rhythm begins to experience a quiet alignment between inner order and outer circumstance. Seneca wrote that true happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future. This is the foundation of patience. A restless mind imagines better moments ahead and suffers by comparison. A disciplined mind sees the value in what stands before it. When one learns to relax, they stop fighting the moment and begin to extract its lesson. The universe does not respond to panic, it responds to posture. When one holds stillness under pressure, the events around them begin to self-correct. This is not mysticism. It is the natural consequence of disciplined perception. A calm mind observes, adapts, and acts cleanly, without waste, without noise. Patience is not idleness. It is the active restraint of unnecessary reaction. The one who can wait with composure has already surpassed the one who acts from impulse. Each delay becomes training. Each pause strengthens the gap between stimulus and response. In that gap lies every ounce of freedom a human being will ever know. Epictetus reminded students, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Reaction is the pivot between chaos and clarity. The mature mind measures responses as a craftsman measures a cut, precise, deliberate, irreversible. Through patience, the craftsman of character refines internal tools. Restraint is not weakness. It is the visible form of strength under control. to act only when action serves reason is to stand apart from the restless crowd. One does not withdraw from life. They operate with economy. Energy is conserved, decisions sharpened, and the mind remains unclouded by emotion. The person who trusts the process of life stops chasing validation. They understand that alignment is not achieved by control, but by correction. They correct themselves, their thinking, their expectations, their habits. The world in time mirrors that correction. Outer order grows from inner refinement. When everything seems uncertain, that is the moment to hold still. The untrained mind interprets uncertainty as threat. The mature mind interprets it as transition. Every structure of life rearranges itself when interruption ceases. The Stoic does not seek to rush time. They learn to meet time as it moves. Marcus Aurelius observed, "Time is like a river made up of the events which happen, and its current is strong. The current cannot be held. One can resist it and drown, or move with it and learn its rhythm. Patience teaches rhythm. The one who moves with time begins to act at the right moment, not the earliest. A mind addicted to urgency mistakes motion for progress. The calm mind sees that stillness often precedes clarity. When one no longer rushes the outcome, the path becomes visible. Every problem carries its own timeline. To relax is to respect that timing and to stop treating delay as punishment. Seneca cautioned that he who suffers before it is necessary suffers more than is necessary. Most suffering arises from anticipation. The mind rehearses disaster, imagines judgment, amplifies noise. Yet when events finally occur, they are often manageable. The Stoic trains themselves to wait for reality before responding. Restraint is the mark of a seasoned soul. The untrained mind burns energy in speculation. The trained mind conserves it in observation. Alignment cannot be seen when one is clouded by reaction. Peace reveals the pattern that impatience conceals. The principle of amor fati, to love one's fate, begins with the discipline of waiting. When delay is met with composure, frustration transforms into understanding. The event does not change, but one's relationship to it does. This shift is where alignment begins. Life tests the strength of stillness. The more one chases control, the more control evades them. The moment they relax into clarity, the system begins to reorganize itself around that steadiness. People respond differently, circumstances ease. The same world feels lighter, yet only perception has changed. Patience is not only temporal, it is emotional restraint. To relax is not to collapse, but to hold the mind in readiness without tension. The Stoic carries calm as a weapon, their silence carries command. Their steadiness influences more than their argument. Epictetus taught that external things are not ours. Our judgments about them are. To master judgment is to master peace. When one stops assigning meaning to every turn of fortune, events lose their power to disturb. They still act, but without attachment to the outcome. This is how everything begins to fall into place. The alignment of life is not mechanical. It is moral. Order appears where virtue governs perception. The honest person attracts stability because decisions are not corrupted by impulse. The patient person attracts opportunity because their timing is right. The disciplined person attracts peace because their emotions are clean. Seneca reminded Lucilius that a gem cannot be polished without friction. Waiting is that friction. Through resistance, character shines. The one who avoids discomfort delays refinement. The one who endures discomfort without resentment becomes luminous with quiet power. The external world moves with hidden intelligence. When one fights it, they fragment themselves. When they trust it, they merge with it. Relaxation in the Stoic sense, is not softness. It is coordination with the structure of reality. They move as it moves. They stop trying to impose and begin to align. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Let nature take its course. Your nature, the nature of the whole. Every event is part of the whole. When one acts in harmony with that whole, their path becomes smoother. Resistance disappears because they no longer divide themselves from what is. They cooperate with the inevitable. The impatient person lives in tension with time. The patient person lives inside its flow. When timing is accepted as intelligence, anxiety dissolves. Life is no longer measured against a schedule that never belonged to them. The Stoic learns to replace pressure with presence. The illusion of failure comes from premature judgment. Defeat is declared before the sequence completes. The disciplined mind holds silence until results mature. Relaxation gives events permission to unfold. Every misstep can redirect toward the correct path if time is allowed to reveal its function." Epictetus said, "No great thing is created suddenly. This is the law of growth. Every achievement, every transformation, every healing follows its own duration. The one who trusts that duration acts consistently instead of desperately, their calm makes them enduring. Patience reveals patterns hidden from the frantic. When the noise of urgency fades, details emerge. It becomes clear that the timing of events is rarely accidental. The people who leave, the opportunities that delay, the closures that force redirection, all serve the design that reason could not have drawn. Seneca taught that the wise person does not hurry the course of destiny. They understand that peace is born from proportion, from matching effort to what can actually be influenced. Relaxation is this proportion in motion, to hold still when needed, to act cleanly when called. This is wisdom embodied. When one relaxes, attention is conserved. Attention becomes energy. Energy becomes direction. Direction, held long enough without interference, becomes destiny. Everything begins to align with the quality of internal focus. Life rewards those who refuse to panic. When difficulty strikes, stillness becomes strategy. While others react, they observe. While others scatter, they plan. The one who can think under pressure leads without needing to command. Calm becomes authority. Marcus Aurelius reflected, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." This is simplicity of conduct. Simplicity breeds peace. When actions are aligned with values, conflict diminishes. The world begins to mirror that simplicity back. A calm mind simplifies life. It stops multiplying interpretations. Each situation becomes a single choice: respond with virtue or with vice. The disciplined choose virtue without negotiation. Their lives streamline. In that streamlining, alignment appears. Patience transforms obstacles into rhythm. What once felt like delay becomes pacing. It becomes clear that one is not waiting for life. They are synchronizing with it. To relax is to stop running ahead of the process and to let wisdom dictate the tempo. Seneca said, "The greatest remedy for anger is delay." When reaction is delayed, reason returns. The same rule applies to every emotion. Delay restores proportion. The moment one resists the first wave of impulse, they step outside chaos. The Stoic posture in modern life is rare. Many rush to prove, to respond, to defend. Few know how to hold silence long enough for truth to surface. Restraint is now rebellion. Calmness has become a sign of power. Few understand. Epictetus instructed students to make the best use of what is in your power and take the rest as it happens. Relaxation lives in that sentence. Do what can be done with excellence. Release the rest. The balance between action and acceptance defines maturity. When this balance is mastered, Events align with surprising precision. One begins to encounter the right people, opportunities and timing without chase. This is not coincidence. It is the visible order that follows internal order. The world bends toward the mind that moves without friction. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself each morning to expect interruption, ingratitude, and interference, yet remained calm. He understood that life's alignment is not the absence of difficulty, but the presence of steadiness. The one who expects reality to be difficult remains unshaken when it is. Peace does not mean everything is gentle. It means one has become immovable inside turbulence. This inner immovability rearranges the outer storm. To relax is to hold the line of composure until the world exhausts its attempts to unbalance them. Seneca warned against being a slave to hope. Hope, when used incorrectly, becomes dependence on outcomes. The Stoic replaces hope with readiness. They trust their ability to endure and adapt rather than in the arrival of perfect conditions. That trust keeps composure intact. Life falls into place when one stops chasing placement. Each moment arranges itself according to internal order. When one carries chaos, the world reflects it. When one carries stillness, the world mirrors that too. Reality is participatory. It takes the shape of one's state. Patience reveals its reward in hindsight. What once felt delayed often turns out to be precisely timed. Every obstacle contained a redirection. Every pause hid preparation. The one who can wait long enough to see this pattern ceases to doubt the process. To relax is to recognize that peace is the foundation of every outcome. If it is compromised for haste, direction is lost. If it is preserved, direction finds them. Calmness is not passive. It is the ultimate strategy of endurance and clarity. Seneca concluded, "He who has learned to die has unlearned to serve." The Stoic's death is symbolic. It is the death of anxiety about what cannot be changed. When that anxiety dies, peace is born. When peace is born, alignment follows. Everything begins to fall into place when one stops interfering with the flow of cause and effect. Act where influence is real. Accept where it is not. Hold steady where time is the teacher. This is how the Stoic lives, in command through surrender, in peace through precision. Epictetus ended one of his lectures by reminding students that no one is free who is not master of themselves. Mastery is not loud. It is quiet control of thought, emotion, and patience. The one who possesses these no longer fears delay. They see alignment as certainty, not luck. Relaxation in the Stoic sense is power in equilibrium. It is the readiness to act without tension, to wait without weakness, to trust without naivety. Everything begins to fall into place when the mind stops forcing it. Disciplined, calm becomes the invisible architect of order itself. Calmness alters the structure of perception. It softens distortion, clears reaction, and sharpens awareness. When one quiets the inner turbulence, the senses regain accuracy. Judgments become proportionate. Thoughts align with observation rather than imagination. The world that once seemed hostile becomes legible. A calm mind sees detail others miss. While agitation narrows attention, calm expands it. Perception, freed from urgency, begins to register nuance. This precision changes decisions. One no longer acts from fear of loss or desire for approval. Actions begin to reflect understanding rather than reaction. Calmness gives birth to clarity, and clarity rearranges choices. A person grounded in stillness stops responding to illusions. They see intentions more clearly in others. They read situations without bias. They detect truth beneath appearance. What once triggered frustration now becomes information. What once provoked anxiety now becomes strategy. Seneca once wrote, "There is no great genius without some touch of madness," but he also understood that madness must be mastered through discipline. Calmness is that mastery. It is the art of keeping reason intact while emotion surges and subsides. The calm individual does not suppress feeling, they order it. Opportunities unfold where composure is present. In negotiation, relationships, and ambition, calm is read as confidence. Those who maintain clarity attract trust. Chaos repels precision. Stillness draws it. Calm minds make fewer errors, and fewer errors compound into better timing. Perception governs opportunity. The one who panics perceives only obstacles. The one who breathes sees openings. When calm becomes habitual, opportunity feels less like luck and more like alignment. What others call fortune, the Stoic calls preparation meeting clarity. Marcus Aurelius advised, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it." Calmness revises that estimate. It removes exaggeration, dissolves false scale, and places each event in proportion to reality. Perception becomes a map, not a storm. The world bends toward those who see it clearly. Clarity makes action efficient. There is no waste in calm execution. When one is no longer distracted by emotional turbulence, attention becomes a weapon. Every gesture carries intent. Every pause communicates stability. Calmness also restores discernment between urgency and importance. The unsettled mind confuses them, reacting to everything as if it were critical. The tranquil mind prioritizes without effort. Some things demand response, others deserve silence. Knowing the difference refines every decision. Perception without calm is distortion. The agitated person reads hostility where there is none, assumes threat in neutral moments, and builds false narratives from fear. The calm person reads accurately because they have slowed the internal noise. They no longer imagine enemies in shadows. Epictetus reminded his students that no one is disturbed by things but by the view they take of them. Calmness changes the view. It is the lens-cleaning act of reason. With that clarity, even misfortune becomes instruction. The mind no longer labels events as unfair, but as material for virtue. Opportunity follows those who act without haste. The calm person can wait for timing to mature. They know that action too early is waste, and too late is regret. In calmness, timing becomes instinctive. They sense when to step forward and when to stand still. This rhythm builds advantage. Calm perception dissolves fear of uncertainty. The anxious mind demands guarantees before acting. The calm mind acts from principle and adjusts as events evolve. Certainty becomes unnecessary when adaptability is mastered. The Stoic does not ask for security. They create it through composure. Seneca noted that we suffer more in imagination than in reality. Calmness ends that suffering by removing speculation. The quiet mind sees what is, not what might be. That realism creates efficiency. Actions taken from fact succeed more often than those driven by fear. Calmness refines communication. In dialogue, emotion distorts language. Calmness restores control over words and tone. The one who speaks from composure commands attention without volume. Others sense steadiness and respond to it unconsciously. Calmness becomes silent persuasion. Perception, under calm, begins to see opportunity in limitation. Barriers become blueprints. Setbacks reveal structure. When emotion is removed, creativity surfaces. Calm individuals solve problems faster because they do not waste energy denying them. Calmness reveals hidden value in moments that others discard. Delays become preparation time. Solitude becomes renewal. Failure becomes data. The person who remains composed under tension extracts use from every situation. Nothing is wasted when the mind stays still. Marcus Aurelius said, "To live each day as if it were your last, without frenzy, without apathy, without pretense." Calmness embodies that instruction. It allows full presence without panic. The one who lives calmly lives deeply, aware, deliberate, unhurried by illusion. Perception, once cleansed of agitation, turns from defensive to strategic. Calm individuals stop trying to control others. They focus on control of self, which paradoxically grants influence. Authority begins to radiate without command. People trust those who are unmoved by chaos. Calmness influences timing not by force, but by patience. The calm individual does not rush decisions under pressure. They let the moment ripen. In that ripening, opportunities often reveal themselves naturally. Where the anxious act too soon, the calm arrive exactly when required. Seneca taught that luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Calmness is the bridge between the two. It allows preparation to remain undisturbed and opportunity to be recognized. Without calmness, both are wasted, one scattered, the other unseen. A calm mind carries gravity. It anchors environments. In the presence of a steady person, conflict diffuses, emotion lowers. People recalibrate themselves instinctively. Calmness spreads by resonance, not instruction. The Stoic influences through example, not enforcement. When calmness deepens, perception becomes impartial. Praise and blame lose their grip. The mind sees through both as passing air. Freedom grows from that neutrality. Decisions no longer orbit ego, but principle. Each action begins to serve order itself. Calmness dismantles urgency-driven errors. The frantic mind chooses speed over accuracy and collapses under its own tension. The composed mind moves slower, but cleaner. Over time, their results accumulate precision. The world trusts consistency more than intensity. In calmness, attention is conserved. This conservation creates surplus energy. Energy that becomes foresight. One begins to anticipate without anxiety, to plan without rigidity. Calmness gives rise to a rare awareness, the ability to respond without reacting. Epictetus said, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid." Calmness embodies that humility. It resists the need to prove, defend, or display. In that humility lies efficiency. Fewer explanations, more substance. Opportunity often hides behind silence. Calmness redefines success. It stops measuring in comparison and begins measuring in coherence. When perception is aligned with virtue, results follow without strain. The individual no longer competes for attention. They command it by the consistency of their presence. In calm observation, intuition awakens. The quiet mind begins to sense connections unseen by haste, patterns in behavior, cycles in circumstance, timing in nature, all become readable. This intuitive clarity transforms uncertainty into navigation. Calmness transforms the perception of time itself. Hours seem longer, moments expand. When urgency disappears, depth appears. Tasks done calmly absorb meaning. The Stoic lives not faster, but fuller. Presence stretches existence. Calmness strengthens resilience. When perception is stable, setbacks no longer disorient. They are absorbed, analyzed, and redirected. Nothing external can shake the internal axis. Each event becomes neutral until interpreted, and calmness decides that interpretation. The calm individual becomes an attractor of stability. Others gravitate to them for balance. Opportunity arrives because calm people are dependable. They do not create chaos in systems, and systems reward reliability. Stillness becomes reputation. Seneca said, "A good character, when established, is not easily overthrown." Calmness builds that character. It is both armor and invitation, protection against disorder, magnet for trust. The calm person becomes the axis around which events organize perception, purified by calmness, ceases to see random chaos. It begins to see design. Every disruption fits into larger order. The Stoic interprets each occurrence as material for discipline. Opportunity, then, is everywhere, waiting for the mind quiet enough to perceive it. The calm mind learns the rhythm of timing, the logic of cause, the silence between outcomes. It no longer hunts opportunity, it recognizes it. Life stops being a contest and becomes an orchestration. What others call coincidence, the Stoic experiences as confirmation. Marcus Aurelius once reflected, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Calmness reveals that truth. When perception is clean, obstacles become maps. What others avoid, the composed navigate. Calmness is not the absence of motion. It is motion without noise. It is authority expressed through still energy. It makes perception a tool and opportunity a consequence. The calm individual no longer chases order. They radiate it. In the end, calmness is structure itself. It transforms thought into geometry, emotion into harmony, opportunity into sequence. The Stoic who maintains stillness moves in rhythm with life's intelligence. In that rhythm, everything aligns. Reality follows reason, and reason remains calm. Calmness in action is not withdrawal, it is precision. The Stoics understood that composure does not slow momentum, it directs it. When a person acts from stillness, their movement carries more intent and less waste. Every gesture becomes strategic because it is no longer clouded by emotion or panic. A calm mind turns chaos into calculation. The unsettled react to pressure, the composed design through it. Their perception allows them to anticipate, to choose the right timing, rather than forcing outcomes. As Marcus Aurelius said, "Do every act of your life as though it were the last." Calmness brings that quality to each decision, deliberate, complete, and unaffected by noise. In crisis, calmness becomes advantage. Most people act from urgency, confusing speed with effectiveness. The Stoic acts with quiet control, understanding that clarity under pressure multiplies efficiency. Their pause is not hesitation, it is assessment. In that pause, they gain what others lose, the power of awareness. When calmness enters action, precision replaces repetition. One no longer repeats mistakes because attention is exact. The present moment becomes a command post. The calm individual operates like a strategist, observing, measuring, then executing with minimal movement and maximum effect. Seneca reminded that to be everywhere is to be nowhere. Calmness narrows focus to what matters. Distraction dissolves. The calm person is not seduced by quantity of effort, but guided by quality of execution. They achieve through accuracy, not exhaustion. Calmness in leadership radiates stability. Those who lead from stillness create environments where others perform better. Panic spreads fast, so does composure. Teams mirror the emotional temperature of their leader. The calm strategist stabilizes the entire structure by being its axis. In decision-making, calmness acts as filtration. It removes the noise of bias and impulse. What remains are facts, patterns, and probabilities. This clarity transforms complexity into sequence. What seemed overwhelming reduces into steps. The Stoic sees order even within chaos. A person ruled by emotion is vulnerable to manipulation. one ruled by calm, is difficult to move. When temptation, fear, or provocation arise, composure acts as shield. Calmness gives the advantage of delay, the chance to think before responding. Every decision gains strength from that delay. Calmness enhances negotiation. Silence becomes a tool, patience a strategy. While others fill space with argument, the composed wait. They watch tone, phrasing, reaction. In silence, the truth of others reveals itself. Words lose power when met with stillness. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself." Calmness in action embodies this. It applies discipline inward and patience outward. The calm actor demands precision from themselves, but grace from the world. This duality preserves balance even in conflict. In calm execution, time stretches. The individual feels no rush. Each motion unfolds at natural pace, measured and unforced. They conserve energy, making endurance possible. While others burn quickly through force, the calm sustain their momentum through rhythm. Calmness turns routine into ritual. Repetition becomes refinement rather than boredom. Each act, done with attention, becomes training in presence. This is how the Stoic transforms ordinary duties into exercises of mastery. Control of small actions builds control of greater ones. Composure allows adaptation. When plans collapse, the calm mind pivots. Agitation locks the mind into one outcome. Calmness opens alternatives. The Stoic adjusts without losing purpose. They move like water around rock, flexible but directed. Seneca wrote, "No man was ever wise by chance." Wisdom is the product of measured perception, and calmness is the condition for that perception. Strategic calm does not wait idly. It gathers data. Each observation becomes resource. Each failure becomes instruction. The calm person plans without anxiety. They map contingencies, not fantasies. Because emotion does not cloud vision, they see both potential and risk clearly. Strategy becomes simple. Identify, act, correct, continue. The cycle is clean because panic never enters it. In the marketplace, in warfare, in personal conduct, the calm individual wins by conservation. They use minimal motion for maximal result. Efficiency arises naturally from composure. There is no rush to prove, no need to impress. Execution becomes art. Calmness removes ego from decision-making. Ego seeks attention. Calmness seeks accuracy. The Stoic knows that a correct move is enough. Approval or recognition adds nothing. In that detachment lies freedom to act purely according to principle. Composure strengthens credibility. Others trust those who do not waver under stress. Calmness becomes silent proof of competence. It speaks more than persuasion. In negotiation, conflict, or leadership, stillness signals control, and control inspires confidence. Calmness trains foresight. The tranquil observer sees the small shifts before the storm. Their lack of noise allows detection of patterns hidden from the frantic strategy is not prediction, but perception, sustained long enough to detect rhythm. Calmness sustains that perception. Every Stoic act carries the same architecture. Perceive, decide, act, release. Calmness keeps this structure intact. Without it, perception collapses into reaction and action turns impulsive. Stillness protects sequence. It keeps the intellect ahead of emotion. Epictetus reminded that one must distinguish what is within control from what is not. Calmness enforces that rule in motion. Before acting, the mind checks the boundary. Can this be influenced? If yes, act with discipline. If not, proceed with peace. This filter prevents wasted effort. In strategy, calmness outlasts aggression. Anger spends energy quickly, patience stores it. The Stoic wins not through force but through duration. Time favors the one who can wait without losing clarity. Endurance becomes superiority. Calm action appears effortless because it is efficient. Each decision flows from understanding rather than resistance. This absence of friction gives the impression of mastery, yet it is simply the product of composure practiced until it becomes nature. Calmness aligns intellect and instinct. The mind analyzes while the intuition feels. When these operate without interference from panic, decisions emerge from total awareness. The result is accuracy without hesitation, a harmony between logic and flow. Seneca said, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." Calmness removes that layer of imagination even while acting. The Stoic responds to events as they are, not as they are feared to be. This keeps energy honest. Fear creates resistance. Calmness keeps energy clean. Calmness sharpens patience in execution. Great strategies fail through premature movement. The calm individual resists the urge to reveal, to rush, to conclude. They know that endurance is often the final stage of wisdom. Patience is the unseen half of success. Calm execution teaches restraint in victory. When outcomes favor them, the Stoic remains level. They do not celebrate excessively or gloat. Calmness keeps the mind clear enough to prepare for the next cycle. Every success is a test of balance. In failure, calmness shortens recovery. The composed individual analyzes rather than laments. They adapt faster because emotion does not stall logic. Each fall becomes a study, not a wound. This transforms resilience from reaction into system. Calmness converts repetition into refinement. It trains mastery through patience. Each decision, evaluated without emotional distortion, becomes data. The Stoic does not chase novelty. They perfect repetition. Excellence is achieved through peace, not pressure. Marcus Aurelius observed, "The impediment to action advances action." Calmness embodies this by translating obstacles into instruction. Where others see failure, the composed extract method. Strategy evolves from calm interpretation of resistance. When calmness directs action, life ceases to feel random. Each move connects logically to the next. Plans align with principles, and effort aligns with reason. Progress feels natural because resistance no longer consumes attention. The world begins to reflect inner order. Strategic calm is a discipline, not a mood. It must be trained through silence, reflection, and deliberate slowness. To pause without fear, to decide without noise, to act without haste. This is mastery in motion. The Stoic carries it as armor and as compass. Calmness in decision-making removes doubt by replacing it with focus. The question is no longer, will this work, but is this right? Principle becomes the only measure of action. This moral simplicity strengthens strategy because it cannot be shaken by outcome. When calmness governs movement, even failure becomes precise. Each setback teaches timing, scale, and proportion. The Stoic evolves not by chance, but by correction. Through calmness, they maintain continuity of motion even when direction changes. Calmness gives weight to every act. It turns ordinary choices into statements of principle. The composed do not scatter effort across distraction, they channel it. The result is depth instead of noise. This depth becomes the hidden force that sustains progress. Ultimately, calmness in action is self-command in its purest form. It is power refined into clarity. The Stoic does not rush toward dominance, but grows into alignment. Every calm act declares mastery without saying a word. This is how composure becomes the highest form of strategy. Composure under conflict is the true test of Stoic discipline calmness. When life is still requires little strength, Calmness when chaos erupts reveals mastery. The Stoic does not train for peace alone, but for resistance. For the days when noise fills the mind and the world becomes unstable, their stillness under such weight becomes a demonstration of control greater than force. Conflict exposes the structure of the self. The undisciplined react from ego, rushing to defend pride or punish insult. The composed respond from principle. They measure the nature of the attack before deciding if it deserves energy at all. To master composure is to choose battles not from emotion, but from necessity. Seneca said, "Anger, if not restrained, is frequently more hurtful to us than the injury that provokes it." The Stoic remembers this whenever provoked. They recognize that the real loss is not the offense, but the surrender of peace. The mind that stays balanced retains its power, while the one that burns with rage wastes it. Calmness in conflict is not weakness. It is the highest expression of control. To remain composed when insulted, to think clearly when accused, to stay measured when others unravel. This is strength that no weapon can produce. Calmness disarms aggression because it cannot be provoked. In resistance, patience is sharper than anger. The Stoic endures opposition without breaking focus. Their silence unsettles those who seek reaction. They move as if guided by a deeper rhythm. Their restraint carries authority. They do not need to shout. They only need to remain, Marcus Aurelius reminded himself. The best revenge is to be unlike your enemy. Composure fulfills this idea. When others lose control, the calm remain uncorrupted. They do not descend into the same disorder. Conflict becomes mirror and teacher, revealing who still governs their own reason. The calm individual views resistance as material for refinement. Every confrontation tests discipline. Every insult tests humility. Every challenge tests clarity. Each encounter with adversity becomes practice in remaining undisturbed. The Stoic welcomes this training as the forge of strength. Calmness turns defense into observation. Instead of striking back, the Stoic studies the opponent, the situation, and the consequence. Their clarity becomes advantage. They spend no energy on pride. They protect their focus as others waste theirs. Composure wins battles that fury cannot. When resistance rises, the calm person slows down. Their breathing steadies. Their vision narrows to essentials. They do not mistake noise for urgency. They understand that emotion is temporary, but consequence is lasting. Calmness is their method of accuracy. The Stoic's restraint under fire changes the rhythm of conflict. Anger expects anger in return. When none arrives, tension collapses, power shifts. Those who maintain peace in battle control the field because they control themselves. The Stoic wins not by domination, but by stability. Inwardly, conflict becomes a dialogue with ego. The impulse to prove, defend, or retaliate is examined and dismissed. Pride fades into awareness. The calm mind watches emotion rise and fall without attachment. What remains is clean judgment, free from contamination. Seneca observed, "No man is more unhappy than he who never faces adversity, for he is not permitted to prove himself." The Stoic sees conflict as a chance to test the strength of composure. Every challenge reveals the depth of their training. The goal is not comfort, but command. Composure under resistance requires remembering that opinion is wind. Praise and blame pass equally. The Stoic does not build identity on either. When criticized, they listen for truth without collapsing into defense. When praised, they continue working without intoxication. Balance remains. Calmness also governs language. In conflict, words become weapons. The Stoic measures them as one would measure arrows. Silence often achieves more than argument. A quiet pause can carry more force than 1,000 words. stillness becomes communication of power. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This principle holds most clearly in adversity. The calm person keeps ownership of thought, refusing to rent it out to anger. Even surrounded by noise, they remain sovereign within. Resistance from others cannot injure the Stoic who no longer seeks approval. They understand that rejection and opposition are part of movement. Composure protects progress. By staying undisturbed, they continue to advance while others are frozen by frustration. Calmness in adversity becomes momentum. Each challenge absorbed without reaction converts into energy. Conflict transforms into clarity. The Stoic uses opposition as propulsion, not obstruction. They do not resent difficulty, they redirect it. To remain composed when attacked is to hold command of reality itself. Most lose proportion when pressured. They exaggerate, accuse, panic. The calm person reduces everything to fact. They remove story from situation. In doing so, they regain leverage. Seneca taught that the wise person yields to fate but stands firm against misfortune. The Stoic endures conflict not as a victim but as participant in necessary resistance. They see the test as part of growth. Fate provides friction to reveal structure. Without it, strength would stay theoretical. The calm individual sees hostility as reflection, not revelation. They understand that the behavior of others often mirrors their suffering, not their truth. This recognition breeds empathy without weakness. The Stoic forgives, not for virtue's display, but to remain unchained. Composure under conflict demands clarity of purpose. When the goal is virtue, emotion cannot interfere. The Stoic measures every response by one question: does it preserve integrity? If the answer is yes, they act. If not, they remain silent. Simplicity replaces confusion. In argument, calmness rewrites hierarchy. The louder voice may appear dominant, but control rests with the one who listens. The Stoic uses stillness as pressure. They allow others to exhaust themselves against silence, then speak once with precision. Their words, few and deliberate, carry weight. In physical conflict, calmness slows perception. The Stoic sees movement before it completes. Reaction time decreases because panic does not blur sight. Their mind functions as anchor, body following discipline rather than adrenaline. This is control translated into motion. The composed warrior never seeks to destroy but to neutralize. They understand that preservation of order outweighs victory of ego. In all forms of struggle, their focus is equilibrium. They do not escalate, they resolve. Power to harm is tempered by purpose to restore. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself, "The art of living is more like wrestling than dancing. Conflict is expected, not feared." The Stoic meets resistance with readiness, trained to adapt, grounded in principle. Their calmness is movement refined by endurance. Composure under resistance reveals hierarchy within the self. The senses scream, emotion demands, pride insists, yet reason remains unmoved at the center. The Stoic acts from that center, not from noise. In that structure, power becomes silent certainty, calmness dissolves intimidation. The one who cannot be provoked becomes unpredictable. Opponents cannot control what does not react. The Stoic's neutrality frustrates manipulation. Their stillness becomes armor. No aggression can penetrate. Seneca observed, "The mind that is anxious about future events is miserable. In conflict, the anxious anticipate pain before it arrives and suffer twice. The calm person suffers once, if at all. They deal with reality, not imagination. This economy of suffering grants endurance. Resistance is necessary for refinement. Without it, discipline decays. The Stoic sees opposition as a mirror polishing strength. Each encounter demands better balance, quicker recovery, greater patience. The calm individual evolves through pressure, not despite it. In political, personal, or social struggle, calmness preserves judgment. The Stoic separates principle from passion. They choose justice over reaction, truth over comfort. This neutrality is not coldness, but precision. It ensures that righteousness is not poisoned by rage. Composure transforms conflict into rhythm. Pressure becomes tempo, resistance becomes pulse. The Stoic moves within this pattern, responding with proportion. Their calmness turns battle into choreography. They do not resist rhythm, they direct it. When opposition persists, the calm mind turns to endurance. They understand that most conflicts collapse from exhaustion, not victory. By lasting longer without agitation, they prevail naturally. Patience becomes weapon and shield. Calmness also governs retreat. The Stoic knows when to withdraw without shame. They view retreat as repositioning, not defeat. Pride would rather fall than yield. Wisdom preserves energy for the next engagement. Composure sees value beyond the moment. Marcus Aurelius reflected that the soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. During conflict, the calm ensure that thought remains pure. They do not let hatred stain the mind. Their resistance remains clean, their purpose uncorrupted. Even surrounded by hostility, they remain untouched within. Calmness under conflict becomes legacy. Others remember not the shouting, but the steadiness. The Stoic silence teaches longer than speeches. Their posture under adversity becomes lesson. They embody the truth that power does not always roar. Often it breathes. Ultimately, composure is the final form of strength. It turns conflict into confirmation of discipline, resistance into opportunity for refinement. The Stoic does not fear the storm. They stand within it, eyes open, mind clear. In that stillness, they remain unconquered. Amor fati is the heart of Stoic trust. To love one's fate is to stand in full agreement with existence. It is not submission, but participation. The Stoic does not resign to what happens, they align with it. Through understanding, they find that every event serves the architecture of order. Fate is not enemy or accident, but design. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "A blazing fire makes flame and brightness out of everything that is thrown into it. This is the living symbol of amor fati." Whatever enters the life of the disciplined mind becomes fuel. Suffering becomes instruction, loss becomes purification, and uncertainty becomes faith in motion. Nothing is wasted when seen through the lens of acceptance. The Stoics' trust is not naive belief, it is comprehension of structure. They study the world and see that change governs all things. What resists flow decays. What moves with it evolves. To align with fate is to act in harmony with this law. Acceptance is not inaction. It is the highest form of intelligence. Amor fati transforms endurance into appreciation. The mind no longer asks, why this? But instead, what is this for? The question shifts from complaint to comprehension. The Stoic learns that every occurrence contributes to the symmetry of a greater whole. To love fate is to recognize that perfection hides within imperfection. Trust in divine order begins with observation. Day follows night, seed becomes tree, grief becomes wisdom. The rhythm of existence never breaks. The same intelligence that guides the stars guides human events. To doubt fate is to doubt proportion. The Stoic looks and sees reason everywhere, Seneca wrote. The fates guide the willing, but drag the unwilling. Resistance creates suffering. The unwilling fight the inevitable, exhausting their spirit against certainty. The willing move as part of it. Amor fati is this willingness, the calm cooperation with what must be. The Stoic ceases to struggle and begins to flow. Acceptance matures into reverence. When the mind stops fighting life, gratitude emerges. The smallest moments become sacred. The air, the silence, the passing of time. The Stoic sees divine order not in temples or rituals, but in the structure of existence itself. Fate becomes proof of balance. To trust fate is to trust reason. The Stoic understands that providence and logic are one. Every loss holds correction. Every delay holds protection. The mind that accepts this ceases to panic. They do not beg for different outcomes. They seek to see why this outcome fits the design. Calmness becomes faith in order. It is the quiet recognition that what arrives is necessary and what departs is complete. Nothing truly goes wrong. It only goes differently than expected. The Stoic aligns perception to this law, and peace becomes continuous. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself, "Whatever happens to you was prepared for you from all eternity." The Stoic does not interpret this as destiny fixed in stone, but as destiny shaped by coherence. They act with virtue, knowing that fate weaves their choices into a greater tapestry. Free will and fate meet through reason. To love fate is to end conflict with time. The impatient demand that events unfold on their schedule. The wise move at the speed of nature. The calm accept that timing is intelligence, not coincidence. Trust in this timing dissolves fear and restores equilibrium. Amor fati teaches that no moment is wasted. What feels like loss is often liberation from what no longer serves. The Stoic observes that every removal makes space for correction. Fate prunes excess so that growth may continue. Acceptance turns grief into gratitude. Seneca said, "He who does not prevent what he cannot prevent is wise." The Stoic applies this in all circumstances. They save energy for what can be influenced and release what cannot. This distribution of effort keeps the spirit efficient. Trust in order becomes a source of quiet strength. The divine order is impartial. It does not punish or reward, it balances. The Stoic respects this neutrality. They understand that fortune and hardship are both instruments of proportion. To prefer one and despise the other is ignorance. To accept both with equal calm is wisdom. Amor fati dissolves fear of the unknown. When one believes that everything serves purpose, uncertainty loses its threat. Life becomes exploration instead of trial. The Stoic walks forward without anxiety, trusting that every step leads exactly where it should. This trust refines perception. Events once labeled as misfortune reveal themselves as transitions. Fate moves through correction, not cruelty. The Stoic reads meaning where others see randomness. What appears broken becomes instruction in disguise. Marcus Aurelius reflected, "Everything harmonizes with me, which is harmonious to you, O universe." The Stoic echoes this prayer in silence. They do not demand that life change for them. They change themselves to meet life. Harmony is not achieved by rearranging the world, but by aligning perception with truth. Amor fati converts fragility into endurance. The one who accepts all outcomes becomes unbreakable. They cannot be disappointed because nothing violates their expectation. They anticipated fate's intelligence, and when it acts, they nod in understanding. Peace becomes permanent. To trust divine order is to believe that no effort is lost. Every disciplined act, every patient choice, contributes to an unseen structure. The Stoic works without obsession with result. They trust that right action plants seeds beyond their sight, and that the harvest arrives when maturity allows amor fati, erases resentment. The past cannot injure when it is seen as design. The Stoic learns from memory without poisoning the present. Regret becomes redundant when every event is recognized as necessary for growth. Acceptance cleanses the mind of repetition. Fate tests through discomfort. The Stoic interprets this not as cruelty, but as calibration. Difficulty restores balance to character. Every trial strips illusion. Amor fati transforms pain into purification. It is the discipline of seeing benefit in what first appears unbearable. Seneca wrote, "Fire tests gold, adversity tests the brave." The Stoic welcomes the flame because they trust what it reveals. They know that what survives heat becomes incorruptible. Fate, then, is not tormentor but teacher. Every hardship sharpens purpose. Trust in fate strengthens courage. When nothing that happens is seen as against them, the Stoic becomes fearless. They act with serenity, understanding that success and failure both belong to the same system of refinement. Confidence replaces anxiety because faith replaces resistance. Amor fati elevates humility. It removes the illusion of control while empowering responsibility. The Stoic does not see themselves as victim or master, but as participant in reason's order. This awareness brings equality with the world. They no longer command life. They cooperate with it. To trust the divine order is to stop measuring outcomes through emotion. The Stoic measures through alignment. Was the act virtuous? Was it consistent with reason? If yes, fate is already fulfilled. Result becomes secondary. Integrity replaces expectation. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself daily to receive without pride, let go without attachment. This rhythm defines amor fati. To receive without arrogance and to lose without despair is to move perfectly with the pattern of existence. The Stoic dances with fate rather than resists it. Amor fati transforms trust into love. Acceptance grows into gratitude and gratitude into devotion. The Stoic does not simply tolerate fate, they embrace it. Every event becomes communion with the divine logic of life. To love fate is to recognize oneself as part of its reason. Divine order reveals itself most clearly in retrospect. What once seemed cruel often appears later as necessary. The Stoic learns to trust this process before proof. Faith precedes understanding amor fati, is confidence in meaning before the meaning appears. Seneca wrote that a good character, when established, is not easily overthrown. The one who loves their fate becomes immovable. No shock can dismantle their peace. They see tragedy as transformation, delay as discipline, uncertainty as direction. Every force that breaks others refines them. Amor fati removes opposition from the soul. The Stoic stops demanding and starts receiving. Their actions become offerings to order itself. Effort flows without strain because motive is pure. They work with life, not against it. This cooperation generates serenity. Trust in fate creates presence. The future no longer haunts. The past no longer anchors. Each moment feels exact, neither early nor late. The Stoic lives in alignment with time itself, which is the truest form of peace. Marcus Aurelius stated, "Live in agreement with nature." Amor fati is this agreement in motion. To agree with nature is to trust its wisdom, to mirror its patience, to embody its balance. The Stoic who does so becomes an extension of order, not an exception to it. Fate, to the Stoic, is not a chain, but a current. One can resist and drown or trust and navigate. The current leads toward the sea of reason, where all separate lives join the same flow. Amor fati is learning to move with this current, steady and awake. To love fate is to love reality. To trust reality is to be free from fear. When the mind accepts that every event belongs, serenity becomes instinct. The Stoic who understands this no longer prays for ease, but for endurance. Not for safety, but for strength. Amor fati is not mere endurance. It is joy under inevitability. The one who practices it smiles at both rise and fall. They see the perfection of sequence, the balance of contrast, the wisdom of loss. To live this way is to live in harmony with the entire cosmos. The Stoic who trusts divine order lives without contradiction. Their will and the universe's will are one. Every choice feels aligned, every obstacle useful, every moment precise. They are not spectators of fate, but its conscious collaborators. In this union, they find peace beyond circumstance. To end conflict with life is to enter unity with it. This is the essence of amor fati, the transformation of resistance into reverence. The Stoic stands at the center of existence, unshaken, grateful, aware. Whatever comes, they welcome. Whatever leaves, they release. They trust that everything, exactly as it is, belongs. Inner dominion is the final expression of Stoic mastery. It is the state where calmness, composure, and trust converge into permanence. The Stoic does not rise above life. They enter into full alignment with it. Their peace is not dependent on stillness around them, but on the unshakable order within. They move through existence as equilibrium embodied. The calm mind that began as restraint becomes the foundation of clarity. Composure that once resisted chaos evolves into presence that directs it. Trust in divine order, born from understanding, becomes silent faith in the coherence of all things. Together, these qualities form sovereignty, the mind's complete command over its perception, reaction, and purpose. Marcus Aurelius reflected, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Dominion is the realization of this truth without effort. The disciplined no longer remind themselves of it, they live it. The mind ceases to be battlefield and becomes kingdom. Every thought serves principle, every action follows virtue. Calmness grants dominion over emotion. Fear loses its voice, anger loses its reach. The Stoic feels both but is ruled by neither. Each feeling becomes information, not identity. Through calmness, emotion is reclaimed as function, purified of excess. Composure grants dominion over conflict. The disciplined no longer seek to win arguments. They aim to preserve order. Resistance no longer provokes retaliation, but evokes precision. Every challenge becomes dialogue, not duel. The calm mind interprets adversity as terrain, not threat. Trust grants dominion over fate. The Stoic's faith in divine structure eliminates resentment. They cease to curse time or fortune. What arrives is welcomed. What leaves is released. Destiny becomes a partner in the process of virtue. The one who trusts life ceases to suffer from its unfolding. When calmness, composure, and trust merge, they form a structure that cannot be dismantled by circumstance. The individual becomes stable through all variations of fortune. Prosperity cannot intoxicate them. Hardship cannot weaken them. Their peace is geometric, proportioned by reason, immune to distortion. Seneca said, "The wise man is content with his lot, whatever it may be, without wishing for what he has not." Inner dominion fulfills this wisdom. The Stoic no longer measures possession, but proportion. They recognize that to control desire is to exceed wealth. Satisfaction is the highest form of abundance. The one who possesses inner dominion no longer lives reactively. They move from intention, not impulse. Each decision arises from reflection, guided by principle, not provocation. Their steadiness becomes invisible authority. The calmness others feel without understanding its source. Dominion is not detachment, it is engagement without disturbance. The Stoic participates fully in the world, yet remains unbroken by it. They perform duty without dependency, achievement without arrogance, love without fear. Inward stillness sustains outward excellence. Calmness refines perception until life appears as system, not sequence. The Stoic sees the relation between all things. What others call chance, they call structure. Understanding this structure ends anxiety. What once seemed chaos becomes continuity too vast to measure in immediate time. Composure shapes the rhythm of action. It transforms haste into harmony. The Stoic executes with clarity and rests without guilt. Movement and stillness alternate naturally, each strengthening the other. Through composure, the individual becomes synchronized with necessity. Trust elevates endurance into serenity. Patience no longer feels like waiting, it feels like belonging. The Stoic stops forcing meaning and starts witnessing it. They no longer chase purpose. They recognize that purpose is revealed through participation. Inner dominion is sustained awareness. The mind stays alert, but never tense. It observes thought as current and allows it to flow without interference. This vigilance without agitation keeps perception pure. The disciplined live awake inside their own stillness. Marcus Aurelius said, "Look within." Within is the fountain of good, and it will ever bubble up if you will ever dig. Inner dominion is that fountain made permanent. The Stoic ceases to seek external validation. Every resource they require flows from the depths of their own reason. In dominion, every emotion finds its correct measure. Joy becomes gratitude, sorrow becomes humility. Anger becomes energy redirected toward justice. No feeling is suppressed, but all are governed. The Stoic becomes architect of experience rather than passenger of sensation. Composure under victory and defeat defines maturity. When success arrives, the Stoic remains level. When loss comes, they remain whole. They refuse to let either distort identity. The axis holds. They are unmoved by praise, untouched by rejection. The self remains symmetrical. Dominion grants immunity to manipulation. The one who no longer fears loss or craves approval cannot be controlled. Their independence is not rebellion, but integrity. They cooperate without submission. Freedom and duty coexist seamlessly. Calmness transforms relationships. The Stoic becomes mirror, not storm. They reflect truth rather than project reaction. Others feel safer in their presence because that presence is anchored. The world gravitates toward the stable as water toward gravity. Composure governs speech. Words become tools, not weapons. Silence is used strategically. Each statement is weighed for truth, necessity, and tone. Dominion over language grants influence. The Stoics' few words carry the weight of entire philosophies. Trust sustains resilience. Setbacks lose their power to define. The disciplined see every collapse as a reformation. Like nature, they rebuild quietly and correctly. Patience replaces despair. Discipline replaces complaint. What breaks others refines them. The Stoic with dominion has transcended the need to prove their peace is its own argument. They live by demonstration, not persuasion. Example replaces instruction. They embody the order they once sought to describe. Dominion also dissolves ambition's restlessness. Goals remain, but they no longer enslave. Achievement becomes expression of virtue, not compensation for lack. The Stoic no longer asks, "What can I gain?" but "What can I embody?" This shift transforms striving into service. Seneca said, "He who is brave is free." Inner dominion is bravery perfected. The individual faces existence without disguise or denial. They meet reality on its own terms, unmoved by fear or fantasy. Freedom becomes condition, not pursuit. Calmness removes the illusion of opposition between self and world. The Stoic sees no separation between their mind and the total order of things. Their thoughts flow with nature's law. This unity ends alienation. They belong to everything and require nothing. Composure shapes destiny by stabilizing reaction. Each response chosen deliberately creates coherence over time. The Stoic's life becomes symphonic, each note placed by awareness. Where others experience randomness, they experience continuity. Trust becomes reverence. The Stoic walks through the world aware that every event, pleasant or painful, expresses the same intelligence. They bow not in submission, but in recognition. Gratitude becomes instinct, and reverence becomes strength. Dominion over self leads naturally to service beyond self. The calm mind no longer seeks personal victory. Its purpose expands toward contribution. The Stoic acts for the collective order of reason, understanding that all good strengthens the whole. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "What injures the hive, injures the bee." Dominion includes empathy as extension of reason. The Stoic acts with justice because injustice disturbs order. Their compassion is disciplined, not sentimental, rooted in understanding, not impulse. Composure allows endurance of solitude. The Stoic no longer fears isolation because they have learned to inhabit themselves fully. Silence becomes companion, not punishment. In solitude, they hear the rhythm of universal thought. Presence becomes complete even without company. Dominion in daily life appears as simplicity. Extravagance fades. The Stoic carries few needs and fewer fears. Their joy is measured, their routines deliberate. In that moderation lies luxury of clarity. They live as example of sufficiency. Trust removes anxiety about death. The Stoic knows that nature takes back what it lends. Life is process, not possession. When death comes, it finds no resistance. The individual departs with the same calm they lived, completing the circle without regret. Seneca observed, "Life is long if you know how to use it." Dominion fulfills that usage. Each moment is invested with awareness, not squandered in distraction. Time ceases to slip away because it is fully occupied by purpose. The Stoic lives completely, regardless of duration. In dominion, calmness is not a practice, but a presence. It has become identity. The Stoic's being itself communicates steadiness. They no longer cultivate peace, they radiate it. Their existence becomes instruction without speech. Composure refines into authority. Not the authority of command, but of consistency. Others follow not because they are told to, but because they sense reliability. The Stoic stillness leads more effectively than volume. Leadership becomes quiet precision. Trust matures into oneness with the whole. The Stoic feels the movement of the world as their own pulse. Their actions echo cosmic rhythm. They no longer seek alignment, they are alignment. Their life expresses the same intelligence that shapes stars and seasons. Inner dominion is permanence within impermanence. The Stoic stands in the river, yet remains the stone beneath it. All flows around them, but their essence is unmoved. They do not resist the current, they define its shape. This is peace at the level of law. At the end of discipline lies serenity without condition. The Stoic has learned that power is not conquest, but composure. They have found in calmness the blueprint of command, in composure the architecture of strength, in trust the perfection of fate. Together, these form the unbreakable trinity of mastery. The one who achieves this dominion becomes indistinguishable from order itself. Their will and reality coincide. They walk through the world as embodiment of proportion. Their silence teaches endurance. Their steadiness restores balance. In their presence, chaos remembers its shape. This is the Stoic's victory, to live beyond reaction, beyond fear, beyond resistance. to exist in alignment so complete that nothing external can disturb it. The self becomes law, the mind becomes temple, and life itself becomes the act of virtue in motion. The circle closes, and within that stillness, everything holds.